Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast as we are approaching the end of the month of July. I hope you've enjoyed the journey that we are taking through the book of Acts. I will comment that this weekend I will be in Chico, California, as well as Vacaville, California. You can check those dates on our website, paulwhiteministries.com. And then I do have a new venue for the latter portion of August that will be on our website. And I'll tell you about that when the month of August opens. We're going to a brand new place at the end of the month. And we're very, very excited about it. So you can check those things out. Be listening over the next few days. Acts chapter 17, verse number 1. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them and for 3 Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures. This is Paul's normal practice, is to go first to the synagogue where he can speak to the Jewish believers or to Jews who are not believers, and in hopes of converting them. He does this on 3 consecutive Sabbaths, apparently, stays 3 weeks, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ." So Paul's message was really twofold. Number one, it's necessary that when Christ comes, he die and then raise from the dead. This was not familiar to a Jew. They thought that when their Messiah came, he would come as a military conqueror, a hero of sorts. Paul is describing, no, we were wrong. They're not coming as a hero. He's coming to die. That's the first half of his message. The second half of his message is, I present to you that Jesus is the one. He's the one you were waiting for all along. And so the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is presented in this synagogue. Now here's their response, verse 4. Some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women joined Paul and Silas. And so he does win a few, but he doesn't win them all. In fact, the ones he does not win kind of run as hard as they can the other direction. They're rather angry at the Apostle Paul. Look at verse 5. The Jews who were not persuaded became envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace, and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. So the Jews who are not persuaded by the Apostle Paul are rather ticked off at the Apostle Paul. They're not excited about what he's done, because what he has done is, again, present Jesus at the expense of Moses, which cost the Jews. And they become envious and begin to cause a problem. So we're introduced to the house of Jason. When they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Jason has harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there's another king, Jesus." And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. So when they had taken security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. Now, we're going to steal Paul and Silas away by night, but you notice that the assault is now becoming widespread. They're not only going after Paul and Silas, but they're going after anyone that agrees with Paul and Silas. The persecution is becoming more and more widespread across the map. We'll see Paul and Silas ministering in Berea tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.